Unit 7. Language and Literature. Reading 1.
Ever-evolving English. Like all languages, English has undergone many fundamental changes over time. The first form of English, now referred to as Old English, OE, or Anglo-Saxon, was first spoken in England and parts of Scotland. It was spoken in the middle of the 5th and 12th centuries and was characterized by a limited vocabulary. In addition, word endings that identified the gender, number, and case of words were also limited. When the Normans invaded the British Isles in 1066, English speakers became influenced by their French conquerors. This form of English, referred to as Middle English, ME, developed from 1066 to around 1470. Meanwhile, between 1200 and 1600, a major alteration occurred in the pronunciation of numerous English vowel sounds, particularly the long vowels. This evolution, dubbed the Great Vowel Shift, was very significant in the development of so-called modern English. Modern English developed rapidly during the reign of Elizabeth I, which was also the period during which the great playwright William Shakespeare lived and wrote. His body of work had a profound influence on English, and he brought many new words and phrases to the language. Modern English was characterized by more active attempts towards standardization, which meant formalizing English usage and spelling. During the 17th and 18th centuries, many English writers advocated that English follow more specific patterns and grammar rules, as French and Latin did. They also proposed that an English academy be created. No such academy was ever established, but numerous grammar texts and dictionaries started appearing. The first official book of grammar rules was written by William Lawton in 1734, and in 1761, Joseph Priestley wrote and published Rudiments of English Grammar. Many of these texts based their grammar rules on what the writers considered to be correct and proper English, rather than on an analysis of how people actually spoke. For this reason, it has come to be referred to as prescriptive grammar. In later years, linguists argued that grammar should rather describe how people really use language and not how writers think it should be used, adopting an approach called descriptive grammar. Today, English is spoken by so many people living in so many different countries across the globe that it has become even harder to standardize. Generally, the contemporary attitude lies somewhere between the prescriptive and descriptive approaches. Educators generally try to follow something called Standard English, or SE, so as to avoid a complete lack of order in the use and application of English. However, as one can see through subtle differences in spelling and vocabulary in, say, British and American English, rules can be difficult to enforce. Think of examples such as the Americanized spelling of words like organization or color. They are spelt organization and color according to British spelling rules. Both forms can be seen as correct as long as they are used in the right country. To make sure Standard English stays up to date with modern trends, respected dictionaries publish annual lists of new vocabulary that has been accepted into the English lexicon. Words are usually selected based on how many people have come to use and understand them. Often these may be words that started out as slang. They may also be technological terms, such as podcast or blog. When it comes to grammar, there have also been some significant changes over the years. For decades, prescriptivists argued that English phrases should never end in prepositions, such as on, in, or at. And it was also argued that splitting infinitives was incorrect grammar usage and very bad style. An example of a split infinitive would be to say to really want instead of really to want. These days, these strict rules have been greatly relaxed. Grammar is considered largely a question of style and personal taste, and the context in which language functions is taken into account before passing judgment. As long as people are able to communicate effectively and have a basic standard to guide them, English is serving its purpose. After all, the only languages not in flux are those which are no longer in use.